So I know we're in for a good set. Please put your hands together for Green Paul Rook.
Totally rock this set. We'll try that again. Just imagine we just walked on. I'm going to have a wee wee bit less of my own voice. Thank you. I've got a new album out, it's quite exciting. And this is a song from it. It's based on a poem called Tears for Lot's Wife. And in case you weren't paying attention in Sunday school, she's the one that got turned to a pillar of salt. Which didn't seem very fair to me. Song project and three cheers to Shrewsbury Folk Festival or Shrewsbury Folk Festival, however it is, for supporting projects like that, because it's very rare for a folk festival of this size to be kind of involved in developmental kind of. So I'll sing you a song that I wrote for the Darwin Song Project, and Yeah, we did a lot of reading, the eight of us that were involved in the Darwin Song project, about Darwin's life, and because most of us couldn't quite get our heads around the science. And I was really struck by what a family man Charles Darwin was. It was a big surprise to me because I thought he would be a very austere kind of chap, and turned out not to be quite a dude, as 19th century dads go. And this song is inspired by his family and by one of the biggest events in his life, which was the death of his daughter, Annie, at the age of 10. And this song is an attempt to imagine not just what kind of impact it had on him as a father, but how that might have impacted upon his thinking as a scientist and just trying to make sense of life in general. I wrote it with someone who wasn't actually in the Darwin Song Project. He was involved in another project that I'd just been on just before. His name's Dave Gunning, he's from Nova Scotia. But it was finished here, so this is We're All Leaving. There is thunder on the skyline, and it tears a breath away like the twilight steals the day. Father's kind hand could not command her to return to heaven once more, like a soldier from the war.
We're all leaving.
I've got two little kids, each ranging between 1 and 6, and when we go away for these weekends, we don't bring them with us just because it's not much fun being in a car on the M6 if you're 2, and so we leave them at home, and we keep in touch by Skype. Is anyone else a Skype user? Well, I've got half of my family is Canadian, so we're on Skype a lot, and this song is inspired by Skype, and it's also inspired by a few of my kids' favourite songs. I inflict upon them the same songs that were inflicted upon me and Stephen when we were wee by our parents, and they involve the likes of Paul Simon, he was the king of our house when we were wee, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, the Beatles. Let it not be said that we come from folk stereotype families. There was also War of the Worlds and the greatest hits of Queen, but they're rather difficult to replicate at night. So this song is called Five More Sleeps. And we haven't been allowed to record it because we pinched little bits of other people's songs. So this is it, I'm afraid. Your runny little nose is squishing up against the screen. Sticky little fingers poking back like keys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more sleeps till I get back home again. You're singing me the alphabet while standing on your head. Dressed in cozy jammies cause it's nearly time for bed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more sleeps till I get back home again. I give a little, take a little, I find love. It's better than nothing, but it's never enough, never enough. Singing you and me and Julio. Singing castles of ice cream and bows and flows. We need to slow down, make this moment last. Well, I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way, I'm taking my time, but I don't know when. Goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Corona. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. I said, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Your runny little nose is squishing up against the screen. Sticky little fingers poking back like keys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more sleeps till I get back home again. You're showing me the picture book that I won't read tonight. Face up to the camera lens, you're kissing me bye-bye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more sleeps till I get back home again. I give a little, take a little, I find love. It's better than nothing, but it's never. Singing you and me and Julio. Singing castles of ice cream and bows and flows. We need to slow down, baby. Banjo player, and he is indeed. You're about to see some other fantastic banjo playing, but he's a great banjo player. And his dad is called John Coyne, and John and his pal run an organisation called Wells for Zoe, and it's based out of Dublin but connects with Malawi. And John's pal lost his daughter a few years ago, and she was called Zoe, and they wanted to do something to kind of remember her by and celebrate her life, so they've set up a charity that works in rural communities in Malawi to help them to build sustainable water supplies for themselves. So they wanted a song to raise some money and just kind of be like the cheerleading song for Wells for Zoe. So this is called Wells for Zoe, and I had the good fortune to make a recording of it with Tim O'Brien, which is pretty darn cool. Never met him, but I did a recording with him. So it's got a chorus, and if you fancy singing along, you're very welcome. And if you want to give some money to Wells for Zoe, I'm sure you would be well chuffed by it. So this is Wells for Zoe.
Take a little while for Zoe. Take a little while, so deep.
pick a little bread off for Zoe. Somewhere she can build a dream. Fine as a shiny burnished pebble, lying in the bed of a battered stream. She's bound for a mighty river. Dig a little well for Zoe that will never ever run dry. Dig a little well for Zoe. Dig a little well so deep. Dig it where the gods who bless these waters they never, never see. Dig a little well for Zoe. Dig a little well so deep. Dig it where waters they never, never with two extra people. We've got extra piano and keys and vibraphone and all kinds of fancy percussion things. We'll make a bigger noise and do pretty much different songs. So, since it's an afternoon and we're not in a hurry, we'll do yet another song inspired by children. I'm sorry, it's just where my life is at. This is a song I wrote for my son. I wrote it after a wee lullaby that was taught to me by a lovely traditional singer from up home called Alison McMorland. And she came to my house and for a present for a baby, she brought me a ton of songs. And this is the one that stuck in our house, and it goes, Bee-ya, bee-ya, bunny, bunny, bee-yo. Bee-ya, bee-ya, bunny, bee-yo, mine. I love my little laddie, you're just like your daddy. I love you. I love you cause you're mine. Be-yo, be-yo, bunny, bunny, be-yo. Be-yo, be-yo, bunny, bear of mine. And this was a massive hit in my house and in Inga's house. We've got wee boys about the same age. And we sang this a lot of times. And anyway, it was such a hit in my house that my wee boy's nickname is Bio. And we call him Arlo Bio. And not because he's smelly or anything like that. And it turns out that if you say it a wee bit different, if you say bio instead of bio, it's the Gaelic word for life. So I pinched it and I wrote another wee lullaby for my boy who's called Arlo. And I'd love it if you would sing with us. It's very, very simple.
We thought it would have to be simple for you to be able to join in. The words are amazing, but we can't choose them.
And I might chuck in a few wee parts just to tart it up later. We can make it up. Is this coming through okay, Joe? I'm going home. I'm going to have a wee tiny bit more of own voice now. I'm fickle. I'm going home. I'm going home soon.
Be-oh, be-oh, be-oh.
Switch sides just in case there's another one.
I think my side are great. They can stay over here. Yay!
Yay! You can have them. Isn't that right?
So our two missing, our special guests from the bigger band tonight are both from Glasgow side of things, and they've managed to find a pub in Shrewsbury that's shown the Rangers match. Now imagine what kind of state they're going to be in later.
The Rangers match from the third division,
exactly. They're playing East Stirlingshire.
Come on, memory!
The Rangers signed a new deal with Sky to get their games broadcast. It's with the History Channel.
Our wee brother is called Duke Power. He did actually play for one season for East Stirling. Come on.
he scored one goal that season and he got his name on CFAX. Still on the CD.
When your time on murder is over and you fall to the earth like a leaf, it won't be enough these days to say sorry. Sorry won't pay for this grief. You may lay down your guilt on the altar and nail your remorse to the cross, but it's not enough. Sorry won't pay for this loss.
two more songs.
Oh. Plus the whole set.
And then you get to hear the wonderful Abigail Washburn, so your acting is about to get better.
No, no. Get out of here.
We'll do a song. My new album is called Traces, and I'm going to be hanging around looking kind of hopeful or forlorn, according to your enthusiasm. At a tent, I think there's a tent around this site, a CD signing tent. I haven't been there yet, so I might get lost. I'll be hanging around there about 4:15, if anybody's interested. This is a song from the album, and it's inspired by the Occupy movement from last year when it all kicked off. I wanted to write something about the Occupy St. Paul's. Don't get too excited. I didn't write anything that was, what would you say? I didn't quite manage to write a spontaneous act of protest, put it that way. Instead, what I've written is something a little more geekish and bookish, and it's called The King of Birds. And it's called King of Birds because the wren in mythology, I'm sure as many of you know, is the king of birds. And Christopher Wren, being the architect of St. Paul's, I thought I could get a wee symbol for him that he kind of flitters through the song. And it's about places and how places become symbolic of people's ideals. And St. Paul's is one of those places, being built after the Great Fire of London and then surviving the Blitz. And then nowadays it's rather more complicated what it stands for. But you can decide for yourselves. It's called The King of Birds and it's got a chorus with no words, so it's very easy. will we have a wee try run at the chorus?
Yep.
It's really simple. Here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
feel free to keep in touch. Me and Inga, when we leave the house, we get very lonely and we turn into Twitter addicts. So if any of you are Twitter freaks, at Inga Thompson, at I am KP, we like a chat, especially later on after a beer. And especially during question time, but maybe you don't want to go there.
Thinking about Rangers playing Eastern.